who help kids develop some of the skills that we are talking about.
My wife and I actually wrote two books in the past couple of years that integrate social and emotional learning with writing activities. One of them is, and I want to give you some examples from it, but one of them is called Creating, I have to look at my own book to know the title, Creating Strong Kids Through Writing, 30-minute lessons that build empathy, self-awareness, and social emotional understanding. There's a lot of talk about kids who are reluctant writers. I've never met one. All I've met is lousy prompts, you know, lousy writing assignments. Because if you are able, and I think writing is the best medium I know to do this in school, if you are able to get the kids to open up about who they are, their joys, their fears, through writing, you will find that even the most reluctant writer becomes engaged. And I do have some examples, if you'd like, that I could share.
Yeah.
Again, not promoting my book, but they are in there. And the first one's an activity that I did right near the beginning of the school year, and I found it in Vanity Fair magazine, of all places. The last page of Vanity Fair magazine always has an interview called the Proust Questionnaire, or P-R-O-U-S-T. I guess some people say Proust. And it's a famous somebody. The one from September of last year was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And there were about 30 questions that they answer in very short form. And I'll give you some of his, then I'll give you some of my own students' examples. So I call this getting to know you better. And that's the activity I do with the kids. But for Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, for example, the question was, what is your favorite journey? And he said, his answer, the question suggests a spiritual journey or even an exotic trip. But I get both of those when I go to a jazz performance. It not only delights my senses, but it connects me to my ethnic culture in a deeply satisfying way. What is your greatest regret? Not staying with my piano lessons. I would love to be able to sit down right now and play a jazz classic like Fee-Fi-Fo-Fum. And what is your favorite occupation? Writing. It's hard for sports fans to understand that a well-turned phrase is as satisfying as a slam dunk. So you translate those questions. I mean, who knew that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was so strong in music, right?
Yeah.
I do this activity with the kids the first week I meet them, the first time I meet them. I give them back some feedback, but then I've made a copy of every one of their responses. And at the last weekend, the last week that I meet them, I have them complete the form again, but then they also are given the form they wrote 9 months before to see how they changed, have they stayed the same. And I just want to give you a couple. This is from a girl named Julie. She says, my greatest fear is being abandoned again. My idea of perfect happiness consists of peace and being in serenity with knowledge and the one I love. What do you consider your greatest achievement? My greatest achievement is regaining the will to live. Mm. What do you most dislike? I most dislike those that only know how to be hurtful. And then this one from one of my current students. I asked them what their favorite word and least favorite word is. And his least favorite word is dad.
Mm.
When I saw this and then I read some of his other responses, which kind of had another theme for the last one is, what do I most dislike? I most dislike seeing people drunk. This young man and I talked the next week. We're talking every